Well, welcome everybody. Welcome, Disney friends. Welcome to the WDW Park Hoppers Live for April 17th. I am so glad that you are here. Thank you for taking time out of your busy day to come hang out with us and for being a part of the show. Obviously, I'm alone because Park Hopper Sid is being honored at a special event tonight. And she could not make it, so very sad that she's not here, but very excited for her, very proud of her, actually, for everything that she's done. I hope that you guys are having a great day so far. Lots of news, lots of things to get into. Before we get into that, my name is Park Hopper John, and I come to you from WDWParkHoppers.com. And there's Harley. He is our show producer, and he always wants to say hello. So you'll probably be hearing from him on and off throughout the evening. If you don't know who we are, you can find out more about us at www.parkhoppers.com. You can go to Twitter, Instagram, YouTube, obviously Facebook, all at WDWParkHoppers, and you can find out more there. You can check out what we're doing new is a little different. We're now offering the podcast version of our show. I know, Harley, I'm telling them. We offer the audio podcast version of our show. If you want to watch it live, always on Facebook's on Tuesday nights at 7 p.m. Now you can actually download the audio portion of it if that works for you, as well as you can always see the replay on YouTube. You can go check that out. So that's something new that we're doing. Very excited about that. If you're out there and you're having a great time, please feel free to leave a comment or a question. We'll have some Q&A later on in this event. And make sure that you give me a thumbs up, give me a like, give me a subscribe. I would love to add you to be part of the family. So with that being said, the next thing that we need to talk about is this coming Saturday. We are actually doing an amazing meetup over at The Void at Disney Springs. We're joining up with the Disney Parks podcast crew, as well as Tony Calcinova of the Internets and the Disney by the Numbers group. And we're going to be doing a big meetup over there. We're going to be meeting from 2 until 3 this Saturday, April 21st, 2 to 5, excuse me. Tony and I and Park Hopper Sid have our experience at 3. So we're going to get everybody together, get everybody kind of, you know, settled. Then we're going to go do our little experience. And then we're going to come out and share our thoughts with you guys. And then as you guys want to go through and go to your experience, you are more than welcome to. And then we'll just all be hanging out together. So if you don't know anything about The Void, it's a Star Wars virtual reality, hyper reality experience. It's a combined effort from Lucasfilm and ILM, X-Lab, and The Void. And that's over at Disney Springs. And I'm very excited. I cannot wait to try it out. I'm hoping that they give me a blaster, and I'm hoping that I can shoot Tony in the blaster, metaphorically, as often as possible. That's my dream. That's my goal. I know. I have very low ambitions in life. Anyway, so that's that. Come on out this Saturday, the 21st, from 2 to 5. The whole thing is you have to go to thevoid.com to get tickets. Because we can't get group tickets. It's not a group thing. It's only groups of four. So get your tickets now. Come hang out with us. Even if you don't get a ticket, you're not interested in doing the experience, come hang out with us anyway. We'd love to have you. So there's that. So next up, I want to talk about a rumor that has hit the airwaves and the Disney news feed. So there's a rumor that a new fleet of monorails has been ordered for Walt Disney World. Internal sources at Disney are reporting that they have ordered a new fleet of monorails for Walt Disney World to replace the aging and problematic Mark VI monorails that have been in use at the resort since 1989, the year I graduated, and I am 47. Do the math on that. Apparently, the now infamous door incident on the monorail red in early January was the main impetus behind this decision. video. We've all seen it. Probably was taken by a passenger, showed one of the doors on the monorail wide open while passengers were on board traveling to Epcot Station. After this, Disney added even more signs to the monorail, warning guests not to lean on the doors. Now, the new fleet will reportedly be built by Bombardier of Canada, same company that built the Mark 6 trains for Disney World. And it's one of the very few companies in the Western Hemisphere that's capable of building mass transit class monorails. Now, here's the funny thing. The Mark 6 fleet reportedly costs $3.5 million per train. The new ones, we don't know how much they are, but in today's dollars, $3.5 million per train roughly works itself out to about $7.5 million. The line of automated monorails that Bombardier is currently making are called the Innova 3000 or 300 series. We believe that that would probably be the same that they would use for Disney. That the seats are, trains are believed to be going to be that chassis design, but will be fitted with custom features to make them Disney. So, this is very exciting. The other part of the rumor is that this is part of the reason why we lost the theater out of Magic Kingdom. And as much as I wanted to have the theater, as much as I would love to have that theater, I think we need new monorails. And I think that I don't speak alone. I think it's a lot of people who need a new experience, because those old monorails are really old and they really smell funky. So that's the latest rumor. The next piece of news is very interesting because it caught a lot of us by surprise. The digital keys that we talked about a few weeks ago have already launched. Walt Disney World's new digital key room entry system appears to be already debuted this week at Disney's Wilderness Lodge. When Disney recently shared details regarding its digital key program, they said only that the option would launch soon, with no specific date revealed. Now, in classic Spaceballs faction, soon is now, and multiple reports on the internet are reporting that their reservation details within the My Disney Experience app have been updated to include a feature called Unlock Door. Now, the digital key system is an alternative to Disney's Magic Bands, allowing hotel guests to hold their Bluetooth-enabled smartphones near an entry port, including front doors, pool doors, that kind of thing, tapping a button to unlock. And the feature will supposedly work on hotel and villa doors, resort entry gates, pools, fitness centers, and any other locked resort location that guests have regular access to. Now, the funny thing about the end of this story says that one of the things Disney's trying to do is trying to serve as an alternative to the Magic Bands, to which I say, I have a funny feeling that the Magic Bands are probably on the way out. They've tested the technology. Everything seems to be working well, but the expense of having to do the Magic Bands and the constant reordering and ordering and postage alone is probably a killer. And so that's one of the reasons everybody's got a cell phone. Everybody has access to the internet when you're on Disney property, so it just makes sense for them to utilize it. So they've got the system working through the My Disney Experience app. Why not? What do you think about that? How do you feel? I've already talked about how I feel about it. I'm not really comfortable with the idea that you can unlock your door with your phone. I really wasn't 100% comfortable with the tappy tap, the Magic Band, but you know, any system can be hacked. If you have a cell phone in your hand, it's just as much as you have a Magic Band in your hand, and you can, you know, it could be stolen or taken off you or used, you know. It's just, I'm always a security guy. I'm always worried about security guys. So let me know what you guys think about the new digital keys now launching at Walt Disney World. Before we move on, there's one thing I did want to promote. Guys, we do this. We do the website. We do all the other things basically on less than a shoestring budget. So if you love what we do here, if you appreciate that we do a live show every week, please consider going to www.parkhoppers.com/Amazon. That allows, even if you don't buy anything then, It leaves a little cookie, so in the next 24 hours, if you happen to buy something on Amazon, it doesn't cost you anything more, but we get a little bit of a kickback, and we appreciate that. Or you can go to www.parkhoppers.com/shop and hit any one of our fine items, as well as the Disney Bucket List book is still available, still selling. I'm very proud of the fact that it's still selling. I appreciate everybody who's bought a purchase recently. So that's really, really cool. I appreciate that a lot. So go check that out. We appreciate it, and that helps keep what we're doing here going, because this is not it's not cheap to keep websites up and some of the other things that we have to pay for. So I appreciate everything that you guys do. Moving on, there's the digital keys, not the only thing happening with the My Disney Experience app. Apparently now, Walt Disney World annual passes are available for purchase directly through the My Disney Experience app. Now, had I known this a few weeks ago when I renewed my app, my annual pass, I would have done it through the app, but I had to do mine online. But Walt Disney World annual passes were one of the only one of the few things still only available to purchase at the ticket booth outside of the theme parks or at the ticket and transportation center. So to expedite the process, Walt Disney World annual passes are now going to be able to be purchased directly through the My Disney Experience app. Out-of-state residents can purchase either the Platinum Plus Pass or the Platinum Pass via the app, and Florida residents can use the app to purchase the Platinum Plus Pass, the Platinum Pass, the Gold Pass, Silver Pass, Weekday Select Pass, and the ever popular Epcot After Four Pass. Now, this feature does not cut out having to visit the ticket booths altogether. In order to activate your pass, you still need to go to a ticket booth, you still need to show your ID, and Florida residents must show proof of residency. Now, that's if you're purchasing it straight out. None of that applies if you're renewing your passes. If you're just renewing your passes, then you don't have to go and show proof of residency. It just keeps flipping over and over and over, just like normal. So what do you guys think about that? Are you tech people? Are you really excited about being able to get annual passes through Oh, hey, Chef Andrew Harris, what's going on, buddy? Are you guys excited about being able to purchase your passes through the My Disney Experience app? Again, it's always a question of security for me. That's really the only thing I care about. So, let me know what you guys think in the comments below. I would love to know. So let me finish up with the last piece of news. We had an opportunity yesterday to be a part of a very special experience. Actually, I was covering this event for a friend and her blog, and I think I'm going to be interviewed for this tomorrow night. But it's Kristen and the diningatdisney.com blog and a podcast. And they had an opportunity to do an event for Wine Bar George, which is the new wine-centric experience happening at Disney Springs. And they were doing a special luncheon, and Kristen couldn't make it, so she asked if I would go. And I was like, let's see, free lunch and wine and a chance to meet George Milioutis. Yeah, I think I'm pretty down with that. I'm good with that. And I hope I'm pronouncing his name correctly. I never got a correct way to pronounce his name, so I can only read it and say what I think. But we're just gonna call him George. George is a great guy. Met him, hung out a little bit, heard all about the Wine Bar by George. And the first thing out of the bat was George said, "We have no idea when they're going to open the building. Apparently, they've had some construction setbacks, they've had some other issues that they're dealing with, and it's opening soon. We don't know how soon, we don't know when, but it's opening soon." Now, I don't know if that's like digital keys soon or what, but it's going to be opening soon. And one of the things that they talked about was their menu. They had their chef there who's been working with George for several years. And one of the things that we got to sample was the charcuterie board. Now, it's a charcuterie board. The one that we had was double. So you had, like, there's two versions of the charcuterie board, and we had all of them put together on a big mega board. So what they're going to be offering is several smaller plates, and then they're going to have two larger family style plates. And the larger family style plates features a whole bass, and I cannot remember what the other family plate was, but it was larger on purpose. So the idea was order smaller plates, tapas, appetizers, several appetizers, and then maybe order one a larger plate that you can share amongst the entire family to really get a great experience. And that's the way they're doing it. Wine Bar George is going to be opening with around 140 different wine varieties, from beginner, easy fun stuff to hardcore $2,500 a bottle. But the thing that George said was it's not about upsell, it's about the right sell. And George is very passionate about finding the right wine for our guests. And one of the things they're going to be doing is doing outstanding by the ounce. And what that was is if there is a very expensive varietal that somebody wanted to try, but they didn't feel like purchasing the whole bottle, there are some varietals that are some wines that they're going to be offering by this called outstanding by the ounce. And the whole thing is you're paying X amount of dollars for a 1 ounce pour or a 2 ounce pour, depending on how much you want to spend. And when they started going through some of the pricing on some of the bigger, more expensive bottles of wine, it was very expensive for the ounce. And I was like, that's a car payment. But there are people who want to spend that money. So there will be a small selection of hand select beers. The chef is a beer person. He's pulling together a small list of very special beers, and there will be wine-based cocktails. I'm really excited to try that. I cannot remember having a wine-based cocktail before, but they said it was going to be really amazing and a lot of fun. They're also going to be doing something, and this might have been George just shooting off the cuff, but he's talking about doing something called wine shots. Now, I don't know if that's different from outstanding by the ounce, but George is very excited about it, and what George is excited about, everybody is excited about. So we talked about wine shots, and they didn't have any pricing available when we were there yesterday. And then Disney Parks blog put out a press release with some more information, some more pictures. We did share that on parkhoppers.com, excuse me, www.parkhoppers.com. So you can go check that out at either place. They will be opening with a pass order discount, but they will not be starting off with Tables in Wonderland. The thing is there's a whole method to their madness, and in other restaurants that have started at Disney Springs, they usually don't start with tables, but they do a pass order discount. So that being said, the plan is to start off with just the pass order discounts, and then they're going to fold in the Tables in Wonderland discounts later on. They did say that they are taking reservations for May, June, and July, even though they're not 100% sure when their open date is, but they're looking forward to serving guests as soon as humanly possible. I wanted to give you some of my thoughts. I like wine. I'm not sure I'm passionate enough about wine to spend the type of money they were talking. George's passion for wine is effervescent. I mean, you cannot help but be excited about it, the way he talks about it, the way he's passionate about it. And this is going to be a great experience. The whole restaurant is going to be built in a very unique way. It's not going to be your traditional restaurant. George was very adamant about making sure that there was a lot of communal places that you would just sit down, because his philosophy is the best bottle of wine is the one that you're drinking and you're sharing with friends and you're telling stories and you're eating. And so I get that. I'm 150% behind that. Some of the wine that they were talking about price point wise was astounding. And I'm not 100% sold out on whether Disney Springs is going to be a great fit. I think it'll be a good fit. I'm not sure if it's a great fit, but I'm not the guy who's running the numbers on that. George is very excited about being at Disney Springs because outside of like New York and places in LA and Las Vegas and some other larger cities around the world, there's not an area that brings tourists through like Disney Springs does here at Walt Disney World. So I'm sure that if it goes well here at Walt Disney World, it may or may not find its way over to Disneyland and their downtown Disney experience. Overall, I thought the food was amazing. The charcuterie board was great. I didn't show pictures. They had a couple of different chopped salads. They didn't have any other samples of things to try. It's going to be an outstanding place. I'm looking forward to visiting it. I'm looking forward to sitting outside and watching the people walk by, enjoying a nice glass of wine or maybe a beer, having some small plates with people that I care about. So I'm looking forward to Wine Bar George. I hope that you are too. And first of all, I want to thank George and Lauren and his whole team of people for allowing me the opportunity. Thank you, Kristen, for allowing me to go. So I just want to give you my open, honest opinion. I hope that you guys are excited about it as well as I am. And we need more places to eat at Disney. Let's just be honest. We're all food people. And so it makes sense that they're bringing a new place in, and I'm very excited about it. So that's it for the news. Hang tight, because we are going to have a Q&A session. The one thing I did want to throw out is, if you would like to please, if you haven't already, sign up for the wdwparkhoppers.com/newsletter. We send two newsletters out, one at the front end of the week and one on the weekend, so you can kind of catch up on news you might have missed. Go check that out. Sign up. It's completely free. We don't spam you. We don't sell your information to anybody. It's just us and you, and we try to keep it easy and fun and colorful and full of information. So that's it. We're going to have the Q&A session after this, but if not, if you can't stay, I appreciate your time. I appreciate you listening. Appreciate you watching. If you're listening, make sure that you come visit us Tuesday nights at 7 p.m. Facebook.com/WDW Park Hoppers. My name is Park Hopper John for Parks, One World, and everything in between.